Let's get to the man himself. He is Don Cooper, the White Sox pitching coach. Good morning, Coop. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, you know, let's start the conversation with what everybody wants to know about, which is, of course, Chris Sale. I was saying to Brian earlier in the show, I guess the first time Sale moved out of the rotation, or when he moved out of the rotation, was on a Friday night, and I feel like I've walked in the middle of this story. Can you back us up a little bit and tell us about that decision? Was it related to issues with the closer? Was it related to issues with his elbow? How did the conversation begin on that one?
You know what? Here's what I'll tell you. Chris Sale's elbow was sore. And here's what we did. We took care of him. That's it. It was sore. Nothing else more than sore. And we took him out of the rotation right there, and we wanted to take care of him. We backed him off, and that's what we did. That's it. And here's I'll say this, and I'll end it with Chris Sale. Chris Sale is healthy. Chris Sale is fine. Chris Sale is going to be pitching. And right now he's in the pen, and we will determine as we go what we do with Chris Sale.
Did he want to have the MRI done just for his own peace of mind?
No, this is stuff that everybody gets these.
Okay. So it's
done. A lot of these done. There's a lot of these stuff done.
Yeah, whenever you have a guy with an issue, you try to take a look at it and make sure you understand what you got going, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Was there talk of putting him on the DL?
No.
Okay, because that was one of the first report I read is that there was a conversation about putting him on the DL.
I don't remember talking about any DL. It was just kind of just, well, what are we doing? We decided just to skip him.
Okay.
And give him extra days. He had 8 days before he pitched in the game the other night.
Does the fact that he was throwing so many sliders come into play? That's one of the things that we kept reading, that he was throwing 30% of his pitchers. He hadn't developed another pitch.
It's just being a starter. It's the process of being a starter.
Okay.
He came out of that meeting, Coop, and he said the right things. He said, you know, you guys are looking out for him and looking out for the best, what's best interest of the White Sox. But he also seemed disappointed. Is it fair to say he was, you know, if he was making the decision, if you asked him what he wanted to do, he'd still want to start?
Yes, it would be fair to say that.
Now, we're just trying to figure out your thoughts on him as a starter. As I recall from some of the conversations we had last year, you were intrigued by the idea, but then we're hearing, you know, there's various reports that you didn't want that move to be made.
No. That various, whatever report. I like the move. Listen, it's a logical move. Any organization in baseball. Hey, look at what the Red Sox are doing with Bard. Look at what the Rangers are doing with Felix. You know, when you got a good arm, the first order is, can he start? And let's try and start him, and that's what we did.
And obviously now abandoning that process, does the closer role come into play here? Did you feel like you needed help at the closer?
No, and that had nothing to do with that. Chris Sale was out there closing last year. You know, if we move him back out there, that's probably what he's going to do. Probably what he's going to do again, you know. But again, Chris Sale is healthy. We backed off him, and just watch what we do. Watch, just keep an eye on it.
So I'm just trying to figure out exactly what his role is. He is in the bullpen now, and he will remain there.
As I'm sitting here talking to you, he's in the bullpen. He pitched in the bullpen last night, didn't he? 2 nights ago,
right? But Robin,
so that's it. That's where he's at right now.
But Robin said yesterday that, you know, he didn't envision him going back to the starting rotation this season. And then he also said it's not his decision. So I guess we're just all confused. Who's making the call? Is it by committee? And yeah, I know you said never say never about going back to the rotation. And Robin seemed to be more certain, saying, I don't see it happening this year. So we're just trying to figure out.
Again, we'll have to see.
Okay.
We'll have to wait and see.
Is there any reason that you waited so long to get the MRI?
No, because we have doctors. We have doctors that didn't look at him.
So
we have team doctors to come in.
So he complained about the elbow, and then you had the doctors look at him.
He was exactly
okay,
and he pitched the game last night. He pitched the game, right? Do you think we would pitch a guy in the game if he was hurt?
So he wants the MRI. Is it more or less just to make him feel?
No, you're not listening. Are you not listening?
Okay.
Are you not listening? I said before. The MRI is because, let's see, got an off day here. Let's go give him pictures. This is stuff done normally. It's done all the time. People get them.
Right.
We want, you know, let's go get a picture of them.
Did you just want to wait till he got home to do it with your guys?
I would imagine.
Okay. Who's going to pitch, Coop? Who are you?
Yeah, let's talk about Dubnyk.
Sure.
Gosh.
Okay, who's going to pitch in his stead?
Chris Sale's healthy, everybody. Okay? Nate's healthy.
But Coop, you've got to admit. I mean, Chris Sale is healthy.
I got to admit.
It's a little weird that you move him.
It's a different situation. We want to take care of the kid, and that's what we're trying to do. We said all along it's a process. We said all along that we're going to be monitoring him. We said all along that we're going to be making sure that he stays healthy, and that's what we're doing.
Fair enough. Who's going to pitch in his stead? Who takes that spot?
Well, right now, Stoltz is here. He pitched against Cleveland the other day, did a nice job for six innings. And he's going to be pitching against Kansas City, scheduled to pitch on Saturday.
Yeah, I really liked what I saw of Quintana when he came and gave you 5 2/3. Unfortunately, he had to do it because Phil...
Now we're talking about stuff here. Stoltz threw good on a thing. And here Quintana came up. Both of those guys came up. Two minor league acquisitions came up and threw 12 scoreless innings, 12 and something scoreless innings for us in a doubleheader. Unfortunately, we lost the doubleheader, but those guys came up and performed well.
Yeah, I mean, he was terrific, and he got in there and helped you get, you know, get back in that game a little bit. But, you know, Phil, now that's three starts, and I know, you know, everyone has bad days and all that, but what's going on with him? I mean, he couldn't get through three innings the other day.
Everybody has bad days. You know, he's not commanding. John Banks was having some bad days. Didn't command. Not throwing enough strikes, quality strikes. Phil didn't walk anybody. In the game before, Phil walked six guys and gave up three runs. You know, so this last game, he didn't walk. The walks weren't the problem. He was just ineffectively wild in the zone. And hopefully the next one is going to be better.
You know
what happened to Phil? Happens every pitch, you know. They run into a boy. Just not, they're not clicking at the moment. Just didn't be, wasn't clicking. So he's got a couple of bad games.
He's Don Cooper, the White Sox pitching coach. You're listening to Mully and Hanley on the Score. As you look at the bullpen right now, you know, obviously Santiago is out of the role of closer. You've used Addison Reed in that spot. There's talk of Chris Sale being that guy. What is it that you want from that position? And who? Yep. We're losing you. We're losing you, Coop. I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, I laughed at your question there.
Okay, sorry.
Because what we're looking at the closer's position. Well, scoreless innings.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Come on.
Is that? But I guess what I'm saying is, you know, we thought in before the season started that Reed might be the guy that would do that for you, and then Santiago played very well in the training camp stuff and came in that role. Obviously, the screwball has kind of screwed him up. Is Sale the answer there? Is Reed the answer there? Who is the guy to give you the scoreless innings?
We've got options, don't we? I mean, listen, let's just examine that a little bit, okay? You know the rookies we got out there. Reed is a rookie. Jones is a rookie. Stewart's a rookie. And Santiago's a rookie. Good stuff is happening out there to talk about. Santiago's got 4 out of 6 saves,
mm-hmm.
okay? Reed is 2 out of 2. What's that? 6 out of 8. Sorry, what is that? 6 out of 8. 6 out of 8 right there by our rookies. So we've got young kids out there that are they're going out there and pitching well for us. You know, and that's exciting because they're part of the now and the future, you know. And Nate Jones throwing the ball well. You know, but the closer's role, obviously we're going to be using our best judgment. You know, the other night, Sale came in the 8th trying to save the game. All right? They wound up tying up. We brought in Addison Reed for the second time. So, you know, I guess what I'm telling you is, you know, sit and watch and stay tuned. We've got options, and we're going to use the options we feel are best. You know, in the beginning of the season, we didn't name a closer. You know, we just kind of left it all a bit of surprise. You know, and we started off with Santiago. If you remember last year, we started off with one closer, and before you know it, Santos was the closer. So it changes. Wow. You know, this isn't the Mariano Rivera. We don't have that guy. So, you know, we're gonna pick our options, man.
Is Matt Thornton out of the conversation now? Given that, you know.
Well, no, I don't think he's completely out of the conversation. But, you know, we've always liked Matt as well as Jesse in the eighth inning. You know, being the setup eighth inning guys. You know, the way Addison has been throwing, boy, he just kind of emerged. Like, hey, we got an option here. And that's what we did the other night and two times so far. And you may see it again.
Speaking of Jesse, he's going to go down to Charlotte, right, get us get some action in tomorrow, and then activate it Monday. Is that the plan?
Today is Thursday. He's going to be pitching on Friday, you know, pitch on Sunday. You know, and that may be enough, depending on how it goes. If everything goes well, he could be back Monday or Tuesday. You know, that, you know, I'm just kind of figuring out, talking out loud, because he scheduled a pitch on Friday and inning and an inning on Sunday. So then we'll see. We'll see how he goes. But yesterday's sideline went well, and we're looking and expecting and hoping he can be back right after the weekend.
You're gonna keep the surprise going with the closer situation. Will that happen with the fifth starter role? Do you imagine that Stoltz is here for good, or do you think you're gonna keep kind of moving guys in and out? How do you envision it?
Well, you know, we have the option to do that, but we're gonna be taking that one start by start, looking at it, and do what we feel is best. You know, to whoever we're playing, depending on who we're playing, and go from there. But I always envision that once a guy's here, then he's going to stay here. You know, I don't have thoughts as soon as he's here. Well, okay, we're going to get there. No, I expect and I look forward to him and the challenge of trying to get the job done with that guy. And if that changes, then, you know, if for some reason that changes and doesn't happen, then we'll look into it.
Yeah, at least you don't have Arnie Munoz to start looking at every fifth day.
You know what? Arnie Munoz was a big leaguer, pal. You know, he got to the big leagues. You know, people can laugh at him, but he climbed his way out of Dominican Republic to the major leagues. He might not have been the best major leaguer, but he got to be a major leaguer. There's a lot of people who can't say that.
Coop, I know that when you go into every season, you have a particular plan for each player. And, you know, just as we talk about Sal, the plan has shifted. Has it changed? Has the long-term plan changed? Is it just a shift here with the elbow? Does it become something that that changes the plan for this player as you move forward?
We said all along we were going to watch Chris Sale. We said all along we were going to monitor the situation. That's exactly what we're doing right now. We monitored the situation. He was having some soreness, some difficulty. We gave him extra days, extra time off to calm all that down. We did that. He pitched in relief the other night. Right now, as I'm sitting here on the off day, he was in the bullpen yesterday, and we're going to continue to monitor that situation. And he's healthy. That's the only I can tell you. He's healthy. You know, we backed him off. In effect, what we did was we missed the start. You know, and he got 8 days, I believe it was, without having my papers in front of me. 8 complete days off from pitching on the mound. And, again, we tended to that situation. We're going to be tending to that situation, his situation, depending on what it gives us all year. That's what we did to say as we started this whole thing. So, really, not much has changed, to tell you the truth.
Well, I guess my question would be, Coop, you know, Robin says he doesn't think it's his decision moving forward. Is it by committee? Is it medical people first telling you what they see? Is it you, Kenny, everyone getting in a room? I mean, how do you kind of...
You know what? In the White Sox, when we do stuff, everybody's opinion is what is asked for, is given, and then decisions are made, you know, on just about anything. So... but certainly when there's injuries or physical problems or, you know, the doctor's information is looked at and Herm's information is looked at. So all that information that we got said, hey, we need to back off this kid for a second here. You know, let's just give this the time to let him breathe. You know, let's take care of him. Let's back him off and give him some extra time for the calm down the elbow.
All right, Coop, thanks very much. Good talking to you.